This year, Hispanics made up a larger percentage of early voters in Bexar County and the state of Texas than they did 4 years ago. Bexar County Republicans and Democrats were analyzing that data as they made a final push for turnout this past weekend. In the northwest corner of Bexar County, Republican volunteers Brooke Meads and Hunter Arvin knock on doors of likely Republican voters, urging them to cast ballots for Congressman Will Hurd, who's locked in a tight race for re-election.
Okay, did you have a chance to get on early vote?
Yeah, we did.
Well, that's what we want to hear. Thanks so much, sir. Awesome. Yeah, have a good one.
20 miles away on the west side of San Antonio, phone lines buzz as Democrats urge voters to support Hurd's opponent, former Congressman Pete Gallego, and Hillary Clinton.
We're asking for your support for Pete Gallego and Hillary.
Again, we hope we can count on your support for Hillary and Pete Gallego this Tuesday.
It's no mistake that Democrats link Gallego and Clinton in their pitch to voters. It's a reminder in this heavily Latino county and congressional district that both Democrats are running against a Republican whose anti-immigration rhetoric has seemingly galvanized Hispanic turnout.
Donald Trump has based his campaign on attacking Hispanics.
Bexar County Democratic Chairman Manuel Medina calls Trump's rhetoric a gift to his party.
This election is not necessarily about what presidential elections traditionally are, Social Security, Medicare, minimum wage. It's about respect. It's about respect for a Hispanic community.
Medina has been analyzing the record high number of early voters in Bexar County and says the percentage with Hispanic surnames increased 15% over early voting 4 years ago. And he believes the increase will help Bexar Democrats reclaim the sheriff's office and other seats now held by Republicans.
On the strength of the Democratic Party straight ticket voting, we're going to win everything in Bexar County. We're going to win every countywide race.
Bexar County Republican Chairman Robert Stovall sees it differently.
We believe that if the Republicans come out in the southern part of Bexar County, all of Bexar County will win.
Stovall says Republicans John Lujan and Rick Galindo are poised to keep their Texas House seats in what is a traditionally Hispanic and Democratic part of the county.
These are very competitive districts now where before they weren't. And this is part of what we've been doing as a Republican Party, which is reaching out to these heavy Hispanic areas and putting good qualified Republican candidates and winning.
But as local Republicans have reached out, their party's presidential nominee has thundered about some Mexican immigrants being rapists and murderers. Trump wants to build a border wall between the United States and Mexico. Republican National Committee woman Toni Ann Dashiell of Bernie believes her party's voters and conservative Hispanics are overlooking Trump's immigration rhetoric and the vulgar comments he made about women on a video.
Obviously, they are overlooking it because they are voting for him and they're very strong behind him. You know, he has strong language, yeah, but they're looking at his experience that he brings to the table and how he can turn it around and get us out of debt. And they're putting the other issues aside.
Dashiell is predicting a double-digit victory for Trump in this red state, but Texas Democratic Party Chairman Gilberto Hinojosa is hoping Clinton will do what no Democratic presidential candidate has done in Texas for decades, come within single digits of her GOP opponent.
It'll be a significant moving of the needle forward, is the way I want to put it.
Hinojosa says this election and a continued increase in Latino voters could create an environment for Democrats to win statewide in 2 to 4 years. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.